How do you feel?
I'm still in pain, ma'am.
Recovering after a dangerous run-in.
You thought she was going to stop, and she didn't.
No, ma'am.
And your bike and your car collided.
I have $30,000 in medical bills.
Now they collide over the cause.
So what you are saying is he hit your car.
Yes.
But that's because you didn't see him. He didn't fall out of the sky.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bicyclist Lamar Pollard says motorist Angela Miller owes for medical bills and damage to his bike after an accident on the road. Angela has a countersuit for car damages.
Order. All rise. This is case number 163 on the calendar in the matter of Pollard versus Miller.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Mr. Pollard, you were driving a bike.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ms. Miller, you were driving a car.
Yes.
And your bike and your car collided.
Yes, ma'am.
Each of you says it was the fault of the other.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it's about. But you were driving a car.
Yes.
And your car was pulling out of a driveway.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it pulling forward out of the driveway, or were you backing out of the driveway?
Pulling forward.
What kind of car were you driving?
A Saturn View.
And what insurance company covers your car?
It is General.
And did that insurance company cover your car on the date of this accident?
It did not cover the claim.
Was the car insured on the date of this accident?
Yes.
It was insured?
The payment had not actually, it takes 24 hours for the payment to go
Listen,
through.
Listen, I want you to answer my question. You know, it's almost lunchtime. I get vicious before lunchtime. On the date of this accident, which was on April 4th, was your car insured?
Not at the time.
That's the answer. Because if your car was insured, Miss Miller, we wouldn't be here. Because if your car was insured, when a car and a bicycle collide, it's usually the car's fault. Usually, not always. But the insurance companies say, you know what, we don't want to be involved with this because, you know, if a bee or a fly hits your windshield, or the windshield hits the fly or the bee, it's not going to be good for the fly or the bee. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So now you and the bike collide and you had no insurance. For how long had you been driving this car without insurance?
That morning.
That morning?
I had just gotten
how
the car.
How come that happens to us all the time, Officer Bird? Do you know how many people that come here and stand in that spot and say, you know, it was just for an hour. It happened an hour before. It happened the day before. The check didn't clear. You know, my grandfather had a stroke. Something happened that the payment didn't get in there. You're not supposed to be driving a car without insurance. Okay, now, you're pulling forward out of the driveway. There's a collision between you and the plaintiff. I would like to see pictures of your bicycle, Mr. Pollard.
Ma'am, I didn't have any pictures because the police station is so far, and I don't have a way to get to the police station because it's so far, and I don't have a car. But my case...
This is the best.
But my case, either way it goes, I have $30,000 in medical bills.
Yeah?
Yes, I have $30,000, uh-huh. So that should be...
Just a second.
Well enough.
Just a second. After this accident, sir,
yes.
Were you taken to the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did you stay in the hospital?
5 days.
Do you have a hospital report for me?
Yes, I do. Hold on 1 second. This is part of the report right here. That's it.
Do you have a police report?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay, now, it is your claim, sir, that you were driving your bicycle.
Yes, ma'am.
And you actually saw the defendant's car coming out of the parking lot.
Can I walk over here?
You can.
Okay.
You actually saw the defendant's car coming out of the parking lot.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
You thought she was going to stop.
Yes, ma'am.
As she was required to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And she didn't.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So now you can go back.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. I mean, I actually read the case and I understand what it says. Now, it is your claim that you were pulling out and you looked for traffic.
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't see the defendant's bike.
No, ma'am.
And then you proceeded.
Yes.
But his bike didn't drop from the sky. His bike was coming along the road, because that's your picture over there.
Yes, ma'am.
So what you are saying is he hit your car.
Yes.
But that's because you didn't see him. But Henny Penny, the sky is falling. He didn't fall out of the sky. He was driving along the street. That's why, my dear, you drive a car with insurance, because your insurance would have covered all of his medical bills.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Right.
Then we wouldn't be here today. Then I could be having sushi. It's not sushi. I swear it's not sushi.
Yes, okay.
Well, the police officer says, witness to a crash. The driver was turning right out of the lot and hit the man on the bike head on. Orange Saturn SUV, female driver. He was heading west on Tyler. The front of her car hit him.
No, ma'am.
I didn't even read that. You like Karnak. Yeah, well, this one says, I seen, whoever, what, this is a witness, in the police report, a burnt orange SUV pulling out of whatever, and a man on his bike was riding west on Tyler. Looked like she went to turn and didn't see the bike, and he didn't realize she was going to turn so quickly. They didn't see each other. He flew in the air and landed on his head, and I called 911. No. That's what this witness says. Evidently, this is the person who called 911. Okie dokie. How do you feel?
I'm still in pain, ma'am.
I figured you are. You haven't been back on a bike?
No, I don't want to ride a bike.
I don't go back on a bike anymore. The maximum jurisdiction that I have, sir, is $5,000. You do understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to award you. I don't know whether Miss Miller has any other assets. I don't know. Have you tried? Does she work? Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you could have always gotten a judgment against her. They could have levied on her salary, could have done a lot of things. The chances of you collecting any more than $5,000 are probably less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a counterclaim. Shame on you for a counterclaim. Money owed for damage to my car and lost wages. You are ridiculous. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Perez versus Burleson, step forward.
Jaime Perez is suing his neighbors, Prentice and Portia Burleson, for damages after the couple's dogs killed 75 of his chickens.
All right, Mr. Perez, this is what I gather happened. You have a chicken coop on your property.
Yes.
And in the chicken coop, you had a lot of chickens. How many?
78.
And you've had these chickens for how long?
About 10 months, Your Honor.
Is this the first time you've kept chickens?
Yes.
You bought them from whom?
From Stromberg's. It's a company, they sell chickens out of state.
Okay, so you got them as little ones, and then you were growing
as
them
babies.
For what purpose?
It's an investment and for eggs. I like organic eggs, so.
Okay, so you're going to keep them or sell them or use them for the production of organic eggs
and
for yourself and retail?
Yes.
How much did you pay for them?
I paid $216.
And you live in a rural area?
Yes, it's like Ryan.
You live in a rural area?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And you come out one day where somebody comes to tell you that there's loud noises coming from your chicken coop. You get out to the chicken coop, and what do you see?
I see a bunch of dead chickens.
How many dead chickens?
Your Honor, it took me a week to get the final count.
How many were killed?
I have 3 chickens left out of 78.
What?
I have 3 chickens left alive.
And it is your claim that the defendant's dogs were responsible for that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have any witnesses to that?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Felipe Garcia.
Tell me your last name, sir.
Garcia, Felipe Garcia.
Mr. Garcia, tell me on what date this incident happened with Mr. Perez's chickens.
What day?
What date? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it's the 12th.
Of what month?
May, I guess.
Is that a May 12th, 2014?
May 12th, around 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that.
What date? Do you remember, Mr. Perez?
May 12th.
May 12th of this year?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of dogs do you have?
I got 2 huskies, ma'am.
And the huskies got off your property?
No.
It's clear property, sir, because one of them was found in Mr. Perez's house.
He has no way to prove that.
Well, he did, because he put up a sign, sir. Because he got your dog, and he put up a sign, and he said, I have a dog.
He could have been going through my property.
Listen to me. He put up a sign, and he said, I have your dog.
But his witness,
Your
Honor?
You came to his house to get your dog.
We had to call him first to get my dog.
I don't care whether you called him. Don't be hostile with me, Mr. Burleson. Just pay careful attention. I'm not your enemy yet, but I can get there.
Okay.
And you don't want me to get there,
okay.
Sir. You don't want me to get there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you go to get your dog from
yes.
Mr. Perez?
Yes, ma'am.
So he was detaining your dog?
Correct.
Right.
Illegally.
Oh, you're an idiot.
And later today.
So the two of you got together because maybe you figured you'd get somebody to clean up after you, like a wife or a mother, without any of the headache.
Exactly.
Is that what you're telling
That's
me?
It.
I'm crazy about you already.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jaime Perez says neighbors Prentice and Portia Burleson owe for damages after the couple's dogs killed 75 of his chickens.
Now, at least one of your dogs got off your property and was found on Mr. Perez's property, because he doesn't care about your dogs if they're running around in the street, sir. If they're running around in the street and they're going to get hit by a truck, I guarantee you this man is not risking his life to go and save your dog. The problem was he wanted to know whose dog it was that he thinks killed his chickens. So he took the dog where?
We actually kept it in the house.
So you took the dog into your house?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the chicken coop, actually.
Did you see it in the chicken coop?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you see it in the chicken coop?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. How many dogs did you see in the chicken coop?
Two dogs.
Were the two dogs the same breed or different breed? Put your hand down.
Those two dogs pretty much same color.
Same color?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Now, other than seeing them in the chicken coop, Mr. Garcia, did you see them do anything when they were in the chicken coop?
Yes.
Tell me what you saw.
Well, when I came home, and I get out from my truck, I see a chicken, dead chicken. Immediately, I get my phone and I call Mr. Jaime and start explaining what I see.
Well, tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Well, I see the chicken, and then I saw three more, and I explain, and suddenly I see a dog outside the chicken running, or whatever it's called. Buy a chicken from the back and shake it and kill it, and I screaming and the dog running away with the chicken in the mouth.
Where was the other dog?
Inside the cage.
Inside the chicken coop.
So when I look at the other dog also killing chickens, the same way, grab the chickens and killing, chasing the other ones. So I was on the phone to explain Jaime everything I see. So Jaime told me, please don't let him go. Try to cover whatever he
You mean inside. The dog?
Yeah, the dog.
And did you keep the dog? And that's how the dog
yeah.
got into Mr. Perez's house.
I just covered
house.
The hall.
Okay. Have you ever spoken to Mr. Garcia?
No.
Do you think Mr. Garcia is making up this story?
I do. Yes. He owns a scrap metal business, and he drives around our neighborhood.
Who cares?
But that's where he got our dog.
You think that that's where he got your dog?
Because my yes. neighbor found my other dog sitting outside the gate. They both are brothers. They wouldn't have ran 1.1 mile away, killed 73 chickens, and came back to the other side of town. That's ridiculous.
God. There is no way that what this man described to me, he didn't see. No way.
Ma'am, we're positive.
Listen, Mr. Burleson, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know if you got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning or if your underwear is too tight. Don't take it out on me. Do you understand?
Not too tight, ma'am.
Do you understand?
I understand. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I'd never seen an ad where trade for something unless paying money for rent. I was new to Craigslist. So I was like, I've got to meet this person. Well, so I've
right,
never.
You wanted to make sure she was as good looking as you are.
Thank you. Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jaime Perez says neighbors Prentice and Portia Burleson owe for damages after the couple's dogs killed 75 of his chickens.
Now, this man is not lying to me. The only thing that Mr. Perez is not going to get, he's not going to get almost $5,000 for chickens that he paid $200 for.
Ma'am?
Now, you may pay $200 for them 10 months ago, and they were at a point where they were going to be profitable at some point, which was an investment. Even if I gave you 10 times what you paid for them, that's $2,000. Because you fed them, you took care of them for 10 months, you have an investment in them. You're entitled to have some sort of a profit from your investment. But, you know, you're not going to get $5,000 worth of an investment. Okay. Now, your dogs got out. Now, when you went to Mr. Perez's house to retrieve your dog because he put up a sign, found dog, what happened when you got there?
My neighbor was the one that actually found.
What happened when you got there?
I had the Moreno Valley Police Department come with me to get the dogs off the property, and I took pictures of the chickens because it was not 70 chickens.
I didn't understand the last part of what you said. I asked you, did you go to get your dog from
yes.
Mr. Perez?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to his house?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your dog in his house?
No.
It was
Where
outdoors
was it?
In an outdoor kennel.
So he was detaining your dog?
Correct.
Right.
Illegally.
Oh, you're an idiot. $2,000 judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. I think your underwear is too tight, sir.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Meisler versus Jones. Step forward.
Lauren Meisler is suing her former landlord, Eric Jones, for rent and moving costs. Lauren claims Eric kicked her out before she ever moved in.
All right, Ms. Meisler, first I'm going to disabuse you of the fact that this is about anything other than the $300 that you gave to the defendant. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I want you to bear that in mind, and I'll explain to you all later. Mr. Jones, you manage or own apartment complexes?
I guess manage my grandmother's house.
And how many people live in your grandmother's house?
Myself and Mr. Maru.
Two people?
Yes. It's a four-bedroom house.
And you found an ad?
Yes.
On Craigslist?
Yes, that's correct.
For a room?
Yes.
So this is what the lawsuit is. I'm going to lay it out, and then I'll get some facts to figure out whether or not you're entitled to your $300 back. Now, you put an ad in the paper for a room in your grandmother's house.
That's right.
She answered the ad.
No, I answered her ad.
You answered her ad.
Which I have a copy of right here.
And what did her ad say?
Pretty much she was in a bind. She didn't have any money. That she could basically be a personal assistant, clean the house, watch my dog, stuff like that.
So she was looking for a place to live in exchange for other duties.
Exactly.
And you had a room to rent.
I did.
And this thing that she posted was on Craigslist?
That's right.
So the two of you got together.
Right.
Because the two of you, your men, maybe you're sloppy. Maybe you figured you'd get somebody to clean up after you
exactly.
And act as your personal maid and other things.
More or less an assistant for me.
An assistant?
Yeah.
A maid to clean up?
Exactly.
Like a wife?
No. Yeah, same regard almost. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Pretty much.
You know, that's where I thought he was going. Only you didn't have to pay her. You know, you didn't have to take care of her clothes or anything else.
Exactly.
Like you would. So you got all the benefits of having somebody to take care of you, like
without
a wife or a mother without any of the headache.
Exactly.
Is that what you're telling
me?
I'm crazy about you already.
Thank you.
Not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
So you made a deal. You answered her ad. You said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the problem comes. She says when she was going to move in, you needed $300. What did you need $300 for?
I didn't need the $300.
What was the $300 she gave you for?
She came over. We had talked because I wanted to meet, because I was new to Craigslist. So I've
right,
never.
You wanted to make sure she was as good looking as you are.
Thank you. I appreciate
good.
That.
Keep going.
But I'd never seen an ad where trade, you know, for something and less paying money for rent. So I was like, I've got to meet this person. So I told her basically what I needed done at the house. Cleaning, you know, washing
dogs. I heard that already.
Like
get
that.
To the $300.
So towards the end of it, she's like, I want to put up a $300 deposit. And before that, I told her, look, I'm showing the room throughout the day. And she really wanted it. So she gave me the $300, gave her the guidelines to the house.
Why would she give you a deposit on what is, in effect, a barter arrangement? You know what barter means?
Yes, trade.
Right. It's a trade. She's trading her services for a place to live.
Right.
Why would she give you $300?
I have no idea. I mean...
Well, I have no idea, but it didn't work out, so you have to give it back?
Not really. She kind of a big breach of contract with that.
What?
So...
She what?
There's a breach of contract
she
when I told her...
She did a breach of contract.
With the rules of the house.
Explain it to me.
Well, so I told her that the house would be done...
You love this guy, right?
...in about
right.
a week. And 2 days after she gave me the $300, she was basically living in my driveway. I'm gone all day, usually working. Mr. Maru's
How house. Many days did she live in your house?
Zero.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $300. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Nobody wants to live with gas leaks.
A tenant tried to take her money and run.
But that was an accident.
No. You want to live in a house that can explode and kill you? Your prerogative.
Judge Judy.
A room in exchange so I could help.
I let her know there was no probation to be moved in.
And He agreed to it.
Next day, I find out she's on probation for under the influence.
He wouldn't move me in. He kept telling me that he was going to move me in, and...
Came to my house multiple times. Her pupils pretty much shot out.
What do you know? 3 days pass, a week later...
He's on drugs.
Still saying he's going to pay me back, do this, nothing.
Breach of contract. Easy as that.